Welcome to Conversations on Public Health, a regular program from the Harvard School of Public Health that explores current issues in the field. Today we're speaking with Vish Viswanath, Associate Professor of Society, Human Development, and Health. Viswanath is one of the editors of a new report on tobacco control issued by the National Cancer Institute titled The Role of the Media in Promoting and Reducing Tobacco Use. He was selected for his expertise in health communications and behavioral sciences. Other editors included scientists in the fields of biostatistics, marketing, medicine, and tobacco control. Summarize the key points in the report.
Let me just highlight three of them. We found one significant conclusion is that tobacco industry is extremely agile in promoting tobacco use. So any effort to regulate tobacco-related promotions in a partial way is going to be ineffective because the tobacco industry has always adjusted its strategies and tactics to overcome that partial regulation. So one major conclusion is that partial regulation and banning of tobacco promotions is ineffective, and only complete and total regulation is going to be effective against tobacco industry's promotional efforts. This is the first government report that concludes that advertising and promotion by the tobacco industry is causally related to tobacco use. Third, this is the first government report that found causal relationship between exposure to smoking in movies and subsequent experimentation with smoking among youth. And last, an equally significant finding of both scientific as well as of practical interest, particularly this is very critical in my view, is that anti-tobacco campaigns in fact are very effective in discouraging youth from smoking and in promoting a cessation. So it is of great interest for states and others to invest in tobacco control media campaigns, because we found that they actually work to reduce experimentation with tobacco as well as in promoting cessation among current users.
Are you currently doing any research on tobacco in the mass media?
Yes. Our research group has received funding to develop a measure to see where and how and what are people exposed to in terms of tobacco-related messages in the environment. And currently, there is no simple or easy or a standard way to capture what people are seeing about tobacco and where they are seeing it in the media environment. And there is very little information. In fact, it's virtually non-existent on particularly people of lower socioeconomic status and people who are minorities, you know, where they are exposed to tobacco-related messages. So we have our group is engaged in developing an index of measuring what people see and where they see these messages. And once we develop this index, we hope to disseminate it to the wider field of tobacco control, both to the research community as well as the policy community. And we have begun this process just about a year ago and have conducted almost more than 10 focus groups with American Indians, African Americans, Hispanics and Latinos, and blue collar whites, and have developed a questionnaire that will be now fielded to gather more systematic data on exposure to tobacco-related messages among diverse American population groups. And once we know that, that will help us both. It has two implications. One, it will help researchers to capture what people learn from and where they learn from. And number two, it will also help us in planning how to intervene and in which media to intervene to promote tobacco control.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.